Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.
Maggie, you crazy for this one?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so how does it end?
And not like that.
Racism is not on the hated to end. It's on the hated. So fucking crap is.
I don't know why I thought that leaving a tip was so
I don't know why either.
Bro, it is so hot in here.
I'm chilling. Like, I don't know what you.
I'm hot. I was gonna make a Drake reference and a Future reference, but I'm just not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah. Are you gonna say you were too sexy?
No, I was gonna say you were too sexy.
For the shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Damn. Fucking yo.
Do you see what I gotta deal with?
Well,
positivity, uplifting. You're both beautiful men. What else?
I know, nigga.
Yeah, see, at least he accepts it.
Oh, that's unreal.
What?
It's been some wild, fast, and dangerous times as of late, alright? But we back. Bing bong.
Oh, we started.
Oh, yeah, bing bong
is started. Bing bong.
Yo.
You know the fucking
vibes. I think I dropped the ball. Because you would think that I would use bing bong. Being as this is the last stop.
Oh, yeah. You definitely fucking dropped the ball. You could have cashed in on bing bong a long fucking time.
I'm an asshole. This is what happens. And never even came to my mind.
I'm sure if you look through a lot of old videos, you'll find Levante making train noises somewhere.
Yeah, no, the intro sound has the train noises with the stand clear to closing doors.
Again, I'm sure you can find Levante specifically doing it.
You think we could go back and trademark Big Bong?
No. It's too late now. Somebody trademarked that bullshit. And the noise.
Yeah, when we were outside for Danny's birthday and dude started doing it randomly. I walked up to random people. What would you say to Joe Biden right now? I was like, oh, you guys are just doing this for fun. Like, oh, that life, no recording, nothing, just doing it.
So
it was very wholesome.
Weird, bro.
There was a whole street of people going, bing bong! And I was like, oh, okay.
You do that to me in real life, bro. Like, no cameras rolling. Cause you might get decked, bro. You can't yell bing bong and a nigga that you don't know.
I thought it was pretty funny because that's how I learned about the whole thing. Oh, yeah, I had no idea what that was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bro, if I'm in that position, I'm really swinging on it.
Oh, yeah. So you were confused just there?
Yeah. And then Danae and everyone else around me was joining in and I was just like, bing bong, I guess?
Wait, where did you guys go?
They went to sleep, and then I got out of work, and I waited here. I met them at Sour Moose, and then we went to miscellaneous places. I don't know. Pretty sure went to the bathroom in one club, or bar, club thing, filled with male people.
Question mark.
I'm pretty sure they were doing coke in the bathroom. Because it was like co-ed bathrooms, it was more like changing rooms, just with toilets in them.
A bathroom, basically.
Nah, yeah, but it's not like there wasn't a door. It was like a staircase, and then boom, right? All stalls.
Well, that sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Where the stalls?
It was interesting.
Where the stalls separated?
Yeah, they were closed off. They were like little closets.
Okay.
But yeah, and then mad people came out of one stall at the end.
They just had the sniffles.
Yeah, the sniffles.
Yeah, it's a new variant.
They all had COVID.
Omarion running wild.
They all caught the Omni Man variant.
Yeah. But you know what? I did learn that you can use that that TikTok as a pickup line.
Oh, fucking the bing bong shit?
The bing bong, yeah.
Is it like you just say, what would you say to Joe Biden right now?
Joe Biden, yeah, right now.
Exactly. And then when they respond,
you know they're a part of the meme.
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner? That's when you,
So you ask them when they're free, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, it has not worked. So.
So what the fuck are you telling me?
I'm just saying, if you're listening, use it. Wow. Send the results. I feel like Rito would use it for sure.
You would definitely use it. Shout out Rito.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be surprised if people have been using it this whole time.
I feel like people definitely have been.
Yeah, it's corny. Yeah, if you smash off the, what would you say to Joe Biden, right?
I promise it wasn't because of that that you got there. It probably would have happened with anything else.
I was saying, if you open up with that on a Tinder or something, you know? If you do that, that's pretty wild that a meme.
No, I'm still pretty convinced.
Memes have definitely gotten niggas buns before, bro. Like,
but it's not memes. They think you're funny.
No, they don't, bro. I speak to, yeah, bro. I got
Hasbulla.
Who?
Yeah, Hasbulla, my boy. Shout out Hasbulla. Smoking, bro. Yeah, definitely heard from chicks saying, yeah, I would just laugh at whatever jokes that niggas say just to get them.
Oh, so then I was, okay, so my original statement about that, it probably would have just worked anyways.
Yeah.
Is that they just probably wanted to, and then you got a bonus of laughter.
Yeah, they be fibbing, bro.
A bonus of laughter?
Yeah, I don't, that's what it is. It's not for them, it's for you.
Bonus points, I guess.
I like that.
It's a quick ego boost.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of ego boost, so for the purpose of potting, I created a Tinder and I paid for it, y'all.
You paid for it?
Yes.
Didn't you also delete it?
Yes. Well, no, I still have it for another 2 days.
Oh, okay.
But after spending, you know, about like 2 hours just nonstop swiping right, I don't know. I've realized that the girl's got no game, and that
that's all.
And that, I don't know. Yeah. Because my bio says hit me up first. I'm shy, with the monkey emoji covering its eyes. Because I thought it.
All right.
I just wanted to see who would shoot their shot or not, and people have.
Okay, what have they said?
They've missed. They've missed a lot.
Oh, okay.
One girl said, "Oh, you don't seem to be the shy type," and I was like. Opening with that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense to me. I don't know what about me doesn't seem shy, but
look at your pictures. That's the only thing she could have based it off.
You got shy boy pictures, bro.
No,
you got a picture going like this, bro.
That's exactly he doesn't. So she's like, yeah, that's you're not shy.
I think I'm gonna only pose like that moving forward,
just to prove it.
Yeah, just so I can, you know, let them know I am.
You got a hoodie on, just
cover my face. You know, just do shy boy shit.
Okay,
let people know.
That's BS.
Yeah, there's been a lot of haze, and then I'm like.
You gotta do better than that.
I feel like I'm gonna just start coaching people through Tinder.
Yeah.
Like, alright, so.
Like, so this is not how you start.
And these pictures, I wouldn't start off with that one. Maybe move 3 first, you know. You know, really become a Tinder
guru.
Director, yeah. Director of vibes at Tinder.
Director of vibes.
They'd probably create that fucking position for somebody.
Someone would steal that and put that in their bio immediately.
Yeah. You know what is a good attention grabber, though? When they send a hey with a bunch of Y's. Or hi with a bunch of I's.
Why is that an attention grabber?
I don't know. It's like.
Explain what the extra letters do for
so
you.
So a hey, just H-E-Y. No emojis, no nothing. Just dry hey. What am I doing with this? Like, I was in a good mood, and then I got a hey, and now I feel like, what did I do?
Now you say hey again.
A regular
hey. And now the conversation's over. Because now a hey, who's talking now?
That shit looks like fucking brand flakes, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so she says hey, you say hey, right? What you did was you took the ball and threw it back in the court. Said it's your turn.
But that's what I'm saying, so... All right.
Somebody has to say what's up or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You took the... Just...
All right, because now... you know what comes after that? What comes after my hey? A W-I-D. Maybe a question mark. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That's what they want to know.
No, why? But like, this is the worst conversation I've ever heard in my life just now. No.
You set it up.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. This is why I don't respond to a hey.
But it's still going.
Nah. Right? The goal is accomplished. I threw the ball back
in your park. I'm just responding to respond.
Yeah.
But, all right. If I get a hey with a bunch of whys, you know what's happening? I'm responding back with a, you know, like, I don't know, with a what's up. Yeah, and then some emojis. Maybe even, like, the screen effects.
Okay, so, but you're on Tinder.
Yeah. That's true. All right. But so, emojis would come into play.
Okay. And you're doing the same thing. You're throwing the ball. You're taking the ball. It's in your ballpark.
But now I'm throwing it up.
No, you're throwing it back. No, just right back.
No, like, it's like...
And I was telling that man, he's throwing it back.
Well, that's what he did in both scenarios. No,
threw the ball back. I don't know. Like, I'm just...
Because what do you expect the response to be? What if it's what's up now instead of what you're doing?
I'm still bored.
Okay, so the same scenario played out from the same intros. I'm sorry, they're not the same intros. One is apparently spicier because of the lettuce.
One's more fun. Opening, inviting. Or hey, any emoji.
It depends on what you're trying to invite, bro. Because some people type like that and they're actually fucking irritating.
Yeah.
So,
again... Don't say hey any emojis, because if you got hey with an eggplant...
If I got hey with an eggplant... I'd laugh, maybe. Like, LOL, excuse me. You know? Figure it out. Find out what's happening.
Question mark?
Yeah. I'd acknowledge, you know, the laughing, though. Like, so, yeah. See?
I guess things changed. You're right. It did change things.
One girl used a pickup line. I'm trying to remember what it was.
She was probably stupid.
I loved it, actually. Fuck.
Was it a rom-com line? Or that kind of, like, pickup line?
No, it was like, hey, are you blah, 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 because blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the punchline was. But I don't remember.
You can't look?
No, my phone's
recording. Oh, you're right. Your phone is. Yeah.
Ah, I wish I knew. But there was I talked to one girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
For one day.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know what another problem is? Social media might fuck everything up, because she started, you know, making jokes about us having kids, and I was like, alright, this has gone too far. I've only sent 7 messages. What's going on?
Does that really make you uncomfortable?
When's your birthday? What nationality are you? Yeah, you're cute.
How many kids do you want?
No, it wasn't how many kids do you want. It was like, yo, like, in a couple years I could see us having a couple kids and they would be cute, and I'm like, alright. But my moon is in Pisces. Like, let's keep trying to figure this out.
Stay on track.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's a red flag. I think that that's someone looking for commitment and to test the water to see if you're looking for commitment. They threw a dart in the dark very far away.
That's so crazy, though. Like, you can't do that. You can't spring something like that on somebody that you just started talking to.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
There's a reason Planet Fitness has no
commitment.
Yeah, that's why. Maybe I'm going to try this working out thing out. If I like it, I go to a real gym. That's basically what I'm doing right now. That's my Planet Fitness. And, after this month, I'm definitely never using this shit again.
I commend you.
Yeah, it's not for me. I don't want to meet anybody online.
Do it on vacation.
Yeah, cut that shit out.
That's even worse. That's like...
Well, that's like exactly the point. A college app that was not meant for, like, long-lasting situations.
Oh, I thought you meant go on a vacation and meet somebody.
Go on a vacation, then use Tinder there. Not beforehand.
But like, I don't plan it out. I can go wherever I want right now. I could be. Yeah, I went to DR for a little bit.
but you're not. You're not going to DR for a little bit in a while.
Yeah, that is true.
And it would be more spur of the moment, and more exciting and appealing to you, and it would kill the commitment that comes with it.
It did, yo. The people that hit me up from DR, I was also sitting there, and I was like, what was my end game here? Because they started writing in Spanish, and I was like, this isn't going to work out. I can barely speak Spanish. I mean, yeah, I can barely speak it, so reading it's definitely not working, but...
I feel like it's easier to read than it is to speak.
Maybe, but I can't. I couldn't even pronounce rendezvous when I saw it. You got, I'm seeing Ren Desvis. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is Ren Desvis? And what is Ren Desvis? Ren Desvis. Yeah, like, so. I don't know. All right, so. We did the Tinder thing. I'm never doing that again.
Okay.
I'm going to close that one out. I did this for y'all, the listeners.
You might come back to it. He might come back to it.
Never, never. There's nothing.
We'll make him conduct an experiment.
When we go on vacation.
Oh, no, no,
I was
no.
going to say when we go on vacation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're going to record that,
like, yeah.
on the fucking trip.
No.
Yes.
Cause then, no, I'm gonna be on vacation, drunk and shy.
That's the point. Not drunk and shy. Quite the opposite.
I'm not a people person when I'm drunk.
Damn, nigga. Be
no, but when people speak to you, you respond, and with energy.
Nah.
Yes.
No. We already told. They already listened to us talk about Mexico.
I'm not talking about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying in general. When you're drunk, you. Except you don't close people away. You accept them when they talk to you.
I put my walls down on vacation.
Yeah, you literally.
The fuck?
That's great. Yeah, no. Yo. Maybe I should have said boundaries. I fucked up.
Maybe.
I like walls better. It works always.
Yeah.
This nigga is nasty.
And just so y'all know, all of these topics, I'm trying to figure out the context behind them. So if we bring something up and if we just move along, it's because I couldn't figure out why. Oh, fucking.
Peter Parker kills everyone.
No, it's a guy. Peter
Parker killing a guy, and I'm yeah, saying he kills everyone.
I remember why I wrote that down.
Why did you write that down?
Because in the trailer, everybody was flaming Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
For killing, what's his name? Mysterio.
Oh.
And then I was thinking to myself, why would I ever, like, be mad at somebody who saved half of everybody? Well, half of all living things.
Yeah.
If that guy were to kill someone, I would be like, you know what? Maybe he deserved it.
Yeah, maybe he
saved 500 billion people. Why'd he kill the one guy? That's none of my business. He saved me. I wasn't here. I did not exist.
As far as I know,
he brought me back. He brought me back. I'm sorry.
Like, how do you try to cancel that person?
Pretty easily, apparently.
Yo. Yo,
that's just honestly, when I read that, I thought you were trying to say that Peter Parker would just kill anyone.
No. I was trying.
If he wanted to,
yeah. But I'm saying now he definitely has a reason to. He saved half the fucking population.
That's not a reason. That's the reason that he wants to just start going around just committing murder.
If he wanted to, if that's what he wanted to do after saving half of everybody, he's entitled to it.
My thing is, why is everyone mad at Peter for allegedly killing Mysterio? Right, like you're saying, right?
Yeah.
You're right about what you're saying, but the American government does it all the time.
Damn, son.
Well, now we're diving into a deeper, darker criminal link.
Everyone cares about this one teenager that saved the world. America didn't do that.
All MCU movies are military propaganda.
Yes.
No, Captain Falcon Winter Soldier was kind of the opposite.
Yeah, that's one out of...
You notice how they only acknowledge the military fucking up in that one show?
Well, because the plot of every other movie is just grander.
Yeah,
and no, at the time. But in this one, they're like, oh, we gave the super soldier serum. Yeah. Wow. To just a bunch of black people first, just to see what would happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so that happened in Marvel too?
Yeah.
Even in the fake world, you had to put that in there.
You know? They had to make it accurate.
Yeah, no. But that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's because every other Avenger, it's not that they didn't acknowledge it. They just said, you guys are stupid, LOL, and ignored them.
Yeah.
The only time they kind of didn't ignore them, it was really Tony going, because he felt bad and guilty about the whole country that they screwed over. So Tony was like, maybe you guys are right. Maybe you guys should control us, or someone should control us. But then Steve was like, LOL, no.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that Captain America was that dude.
Yeah, bro. He was against America, like the government controlling shit.
He's
like
America the
it's
people.
It's the funniest shit in the world when like racist people are like, oh, Captain America wouldn't do this, this, and that.
Or the Punisher.
Captain America and the Punisher are racist favorite fucking superheroes. And these niggas would hate y'all, bro. Like,
I don't know why them would kill you.
Yeah, cops like to use the Punisher logo, and I'm like, if you only knew what the Punisher felt about police.
Yeah, bro, do you know what he actually does?
Yeah.
But, ASAP, nigga. Yeah. It's fucking sad.
And that's another thing. Why be mad at Peter when all this wilder shit happens around you 24/7?
Did you watch Eternals?
No.
Did you watch Eternals?
I did.
Well, it's not a spoiler because it's in the trailer. What's the dude with the six eyes?
The Celestial.
Yeah, the Celestial.
I forget his name, but it's the Celestial. Oh, he starts with
the Living Tribunal?
Yeah, he can...
No,
he's not a Living Tribunal.
It starts with a T, but it's not the Tribunal.
Okay.
Fuck. I don't remember what it was. Right. But basically, they're like galaxy creators or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he shows up in the movie and then doesn't show up. And I'm like, imagine like... You're worrying about Spider-Man. And you just saw this nigga in space. He's so big you can see him in the sky. Like,
nah, bro.
You didn't see him in space. He was around the entire globe. All humans. Yeah, like,
the globe was in his hand and he was looking down at it. Type shit. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you worried about Spider-Man? Like, bro, really? What? You killed one white dude and you're fucking...
And these movies definitely happen right, like, simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a gap between the Spider-Man movie, the Eternals movie, and what movie just came out? Not Black Widow.
Shang-Chi?
Yeah, Shang-Chi. That also happened alongside these movies.
Yeah.
Jesus
fucking Christ. Yeah, and if you think about it, that's a lot going on.
And you're worried about Peter Parker.
Yeah.
This teenager from Queens that happened to murder someone.
He smoked a nigga in Paris.
America hates him.
Right?
Oh, man. Oh, my. Yo, we watched him destroy, like, monuments.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mad at Peter Parker. Bro.
Save the people in New York.
The world.
The universe.
Yo.
Because he killed one nigga, bro. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Of all people.
Listen.
Who was a good actor in a different movie.
You gotta keep it real, though. Batman did more for Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Some fucking mid.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In The Dark Knight, she was Jake Gyllenhaal's sister, plays Rachel.
Oh, I did not realize.
Yeah, she dies.
Well, I know what happens in the movie.
She got smoked.
Dope.
Yeah. Just like her brother. Mm-hmm. Look, first, you know.
And a blunt, bro. You lit that bitch.
Yeah, he blew her up.
This kind of leads in nicely, right? Jake Gyllenhaal's death as Mysterio.
Okay.
It's a celebrity death effect.
Oh. Do celebrity deaths affect you guys?
It depends on the celebrity.
My answer's just no.
Like, certain people, I'd be like, damn, Kobe and Mac Miller fucked me up.
Yeah.
Like... Mac, because the music helped me through the time, but Kobe was dead ass our dude.
Yeah.
Our whole fucking lives, bro. So, yeah. Nah, that fucked me up. And I was asleep when it happened. So I woke up that shit.
Yeah, waking up to that shit was kind of whack.
Fucking blew my whole fucking day, and I had to watch the fucking Royal Rumble.
I was there.
I was like, I don't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah, bro. I was there, and then they did like a little tribute to Kobe before, and then like kept it going, but everybody, like, it was kind of, everybody was like down. Like, just sad. And then the Rumble happened, and then, like, it was mad happy.
Yeah, people started getting...
There were also a lot of deaths just back-to-back around that time.
Yeah, there were. There was a lot. And there still is, but...
Yeah, it hasn't stopped at all.
Yeah.
Well, death never does stop.
I mean, yeah, but this many public figures dying back-to-back.
Yeah, that...
Some people who do take, like, celebrity shit seriously... I'd be shaken up by that. And understandably so, they have a parasocial relationship with these people. Or parasymbiotic, I forgot the exact term for it. But relationship with these people where they feel like they know them.
Yeah.
Because all their lives, this person has been there, a part of it, somewhere.
Especially Kobe. Kobe's like the most famous basketball player.
Yeah,
he's very inspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An icon, literally.
Yeah.
And you'd have thought Kobe was a family member the way I cried over this nigga dying, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty...
And I don't cry over shit like that, so like... That is very true. Like, if Michael Jordan died in like 2005, that's kind of like the same...
that's basically the equivalent of... Yeah,
he had just started doing shit outside of ball, and he was getting success and everything. Like, he had just
won an Oscar for his short. But I don't know. I forgot why I wrote that down. I think I wrote it down just to, like,
well, it's been happening a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the only one out of us three that doesn't care.
Should we say RIP to Virgil?
Yeah, Virgil.
He did just pass.
Yeah. That sucked. That was, like, that's one of those things where I'm like, oh, it's kind of weird. Like, when somebody who's, like, such a big, like, people dress like him. Uh-huh. And then, like, you know, he dies now and then.
Like Chadwick.
Yeah, Chadwick's another one where, like, you know, people that leave all these imprints on people and then it's
that,
like.
That picture of Chadwick at the fucking Met Gala is one of the most.
Oh, where it was that, the Catholic one.
Yeah, bro, and the most, it was one of the most fucking repeated and reshared pictures I've ever seen in my fucking life. Because they're like, oh man, the Met Gala don't hit like it used to, like this year, and they put that shit up.
Yeah.
And they'll have his picture. That shit, that, believe it or not, that shit means something.
Yeah.
That means he left an impact on people. But, you know.
And then the Virgil thing is like, you know, he had his hand in so many different, like, things, because it was also music and fashion and then lifestyle things, like doing collabs with IKEA and stuff like that.
And now his art is gone.
Yeah. And then, but, you know, the influence, I guess, is what matters, because then it keeps going in other ways and stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to make a very inappropriate joke.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know. Are we switching subjects before you get inappropriate?
It's a topic switch.
Oh, okay, if it's a topic switch, then yeah, I'm ready.
You think they're running away from the snail in heaven?
All right, so the immortal snail versus the immortality versus snail joke might have... I think it's over now.
Yeah,
it had a good run.
It's done.
Where it was like, would you want to be immortal if it meant that a snail chases you for the rest of your life? And if it touches you, you die? At the moment, I thought it was like, I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And then it became a thing, and then, like...
Yeah, but it's like, I that's always been, like, a thing, because you switch immortality with billions of dollars. Right, and most people's answer is, I just buy this, I go here, I just travel the world over and over again whenever the snail closes in.
Yeah, but you don't need, like, that's the thing, like, if you're immortal and you're just immortally broke, like, that's kind of sad. You gotta figure something out.
Well, no, you got a lot of time to figure it out.
Yeah.
The world can go to shit, and that is your opportunity.
Yeah. And then you can't do anything illegal, because if you get life in prison and you're immortal, that's...
That's dead ass life. That's forever.
And the snail's trying to find out what prison you're in.
I think it'd be weird for the government. Before anything, the government's looking at you like...
After like 150 years. After 150 years,
they're going to look like a 20-year-old. They're like, yo, nigga,
what are you in here for?
Nigga, you still here?
Are you going to perish soon? Like, what's going on?
You look like you're 20.
Yeah.
What is your secret?
Boy? My great-grandfather was the one that put you here. And
why do we have this relationship?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I took a gum from a gully once, and now I'm here.
Oh, man.
This snail touched his guy, and he fucking combusted. Yeah. I don't know.
But the idea of, like, you, like, after 10 billion years, you just go, you look at the snail, and now you two have a relationship where you're like, all right, let's just find out what's on the other side of this thing. And you hug the snail.
Yeah, like, right,
there's
buddy,
something romantic about that ending that I just love.
Well, because the idea is you decided.
Yeah.
Like, you're 100% at peace with it because you came to terms with the idea of
you take a million years to learn all the religions, figure it out, find out what's going on.
Oh my god.
It's a peaceful suicide.
It's like how Batman and the Joker have to die. Like they won't die unless the other one does.
Oh yeah. That is true. Like the Joker's like, but you know, Batman is really like, he should probably get a therapist.
You don't think the Joker should?
They tried. They put him in the mental hospital. Yeah. You saw what happened with his therapist. I mean,
I forgot Harley was his therapist before she became Harley.
Yeah. Now look. Yes. Man, shout out to him for that one. But
what a legendary.
Yeah.
Wow, you really, the snail doesn't have a purpose without you.
Mm-hmm.
Its purpose is to kill
and you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your purpose just now became to live without dying by a snail.
That should be a movie.
No, it shouldn't.
Like Will Smith?
No.
Will Smith and...
I'm giving this thing a movie role.
Hey, you know what kind of movie that would become?
What?
The Halloween series where you just see Michael Myers in the back of shots randomly. Oh, yeah,
that too. No, I was thinking more like I Am Legend, but with a snail.
Just one snail, too. That's the thing. It's going to be one snail.
Apocalypse, but one small snail.
There's going to be a bunch of subplots happening at the same time. Over the, and they have to show you a course of a couple of years. You're, the main character that you follow is just going to happen to be like walking around doing some shit, and then the snail's just in the background.
I like my tree right now. But you, just in the background
somewhere.
Yeah. No, but I feel
like
if
you look for it.
If you replace all of the vampires in I Am Legend with one singular snail and it's the same exact movie, it's the greatest movie of all time. That was somebody who, I think that dude said that he wanted to sign me to a record deal. And then I wrote it down in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're here at the topic. We're talking about
Okay. I was drunk at a strip club. They thought I was a rapper. The dude was like, yo, write down my number. I want to sign you. And I said, okay.
Did you play a song for him?
No, I don't make music.
Donald Trump is wild and has
No. That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. But yeah, so I'm never hitting that dude up. I'm not signing nowhere.
He was going to put you in a 720, bro.
I was drunk off of Long Island's and Hennessy. Like, that was just, you know. And I was wearing a shirt, a button up shirt, but it was buttoned like halfway because I was drunk and I guess hot at the time.
Yeah, that name was gone.
Did he offer you like 30 minutes of just free promotion?
I was blacked out drunk. I just remember him like while we're there, he kept like dapping us up, and then like I would go do my own thing and then come back, and then he was still there, and then he was like, yo, I can hook you up with anybody you want in here. And I was like, I'm good. He was like, take down my number. And I was like, I guess I took down his number.
Yeah, you should tell him to give you YouTube ad premium.
YouTube premium.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen, 30 minutes of ad-free music.
Oh, wow.
That's some good shit.
That's a funny transition. No, that was just me, like...
I was waiting to see how he was going to do it, because I saw him shutting it up.
I was sitting there, I'm like, yo, what do you mean? But yeah, nah. Like, every time I go on Spotify and it says, if you watch this video, you get 30 minutes of ad-free radio, I've never gotten any... Like, I've gotten two songs.
Do you skip songs?
Maybe.
You are limited but skips.
If you skip songs in between that 30 minutes, it'll just subtract the song
time. Fuck.
So you're subtracting the song time, you're subtracting the amount of skips you're allowed. You immediately quickly run into ads on Spotify.
I hate Spotify. Fuck that. Fuck them.
Nelson, bro. Let me see. I imagine you enjoy talking more about Spotify than you actually enjoy listening to people talk about shows.
That's another funny trend. I hate watching TV now. I'd much rather hear about you talking about the show than me actually watch the show. Because I'm tired of watching some shit because everybody's like, oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I watch it.
And it's
like,
mid?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. That's how I feel about that show You on Netflix.
Which is fair.
Bro, that shit is ass cheeks, bro. Like, niggas been hyping this shit up for so long.
I don't know. Like,
I'm on season 2, bro. I'm like, yo, bro, I want this nigga in prison. Yeah. Like, that's all I want.
No spoilers. Keep watching the show. It gets odd and interesting.
I'm like at the end of season 2.
That was me with Insecure. I watched Insecure just to force myself to watch it because everybody would talk about it.
Yeah, but you love it.
And it's not because of, well, no, I do like one of the female characters. But I watch the show and I'm looking at the dudes and I'm like, yeah, he has a point. Yeah. Like, yo, the show starts off with her in a relationship with the dude. Mm-hmm. And the dude's unemployed for like 3 months or whatever. And she cheated on him because she felt that he wasn't doing anything in life. He was just there existing. And I'm like, so then the dude, he like breaks up with her, and then his life gets way better after that. Like, he gets the job of his dreams, and he's like with a bunch of different girls, but she's mad at him for doing all of that. And I'm like, why are you mad at him? You cheated on him. But, you know,
there's nothing wrong with
the show breaks down why, you know, you should be empathetic to her. And I get that, you know, he was unemployed and wasn't doing anything, but is that a reason to wallow like that?
That's
who am I? Who am I to judge?
Why does it want you to be empathetic with? I don't sympathize
with cheating.
Women love being held until it's accountable.
Oh my god.
Again, I guess that's what the show did.
Did the show hold her accountable in any way?
No, I try to sympathize with her. If she, because if you flip the script, he's in the wrong.
So from the discussions I saw that he was in the wrong mostly because he wasn't doing anything with his life.
So she could just go fuck a nigga, bro?
Listen, man.
Okay, so
I'm just saying what
happened. Let me ask this. Did he just get motivation because he was depressed
and she broke up with him? So then he so he ends up leaving, gets a job at Best Buy, and then he's friends with this banker that he goes to send his unemployment checks to, like cash them in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they end up hooking up and being a thing. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to start chasing my dreams because I don't want to work at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. And my girl cheated on me when I was unemployed. So let me try to, you know. And then he starts working his way up the Silicon Valley ladder.
So I'm going to get this straight. They weren't together because they broke up because he got cheated on. Yeah. Rightfully so. And she got mad. Mm-hmm. Because he did better for himself at the end.
One of the reasons why she was mad was because he hooked up with like so many people after them breaking up.
But why does that matter?
It just does in the show. I don't know. Like, you gotta watch.
Did she not hook up with anyone else?
I'm talking about, well, like, she hooked up with.
You're thinking of like people.
Two people.
It doesn't matter the number.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, so anything after one.
Well, no. They're not together. Anything after doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen.
I mean, you know that they're going to feel away regardless, but, you know.
That is hypocrisy.
It's gotten crazy, though. Okay, like, the last season is actually the worst season that they put out.
Worst.
There was only one good episode.
Okay.
Because, I feel like, I don't know, is it a spoiler alert? I mean, if you haven't watched, I mean, this is on you.
I'm not going to watch, so it's on you.
Like, yeah. No, there's one season that's like the best television ever, but this one is not good. Like, one episode is devoted to the dude that got cheated on, her ex. He ends up getting a girl pregnant while he's trying to work things out with Issa again. But she, like, after him and Issa start dating again, the girl comes and she's like, hey, I'm pregnant. So, like, now he's like, I mean, I guess me and Issa got to break up because my ex is pregnant.
And then, I don't know how that works.
Yeah. And then the day after she tells him that she's pregnant, he gets his dream job making, like, it's presumed millions of dollars or high six figures. He's making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he's living in San Francisco. And she's living in L.A. And she had the kid. But, like, now he has to travel every weekend to go down and fly down or whatever.
Listen, bro.
Yeah. And then they just show, like, the mom is miserable with the kid. But she told him that she didn't want any help at all or whatever. Okay. So then he was just like, I'm going to just come on every weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it just shows their two lives. And I was like, this is a lot right now. What is going on? This is just depressing a lot.
Yeah, it sounds mad fucking depressing.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes of that.
Nobody's actually not taking help, bro. Well, not nobody.
Yeah.
There's definitely some people, but like.
Well, in the show, she doesn't even want him to hold the kid.
That's nuts.
And she named the kid. She named the kid without like telling him, and she named him Mustafa. And he was like, "Yo,
this is my baby." I mean,
she's allowed to do that, but that's pretty funny.
But
yeah.
Fuck that.
I feel like you should kind of have a 50-50 say on names.
Well, you should have a 50-50
Yeah, they had like a list, and she ignored the list and called him Mustafa. And I was like, "Oh,
that's a dickhead move, too, bro. This is not even a disgust option, bro."
Like, the funniest part about the show is whenever they tell somebody that the baby's name is Mustafa, the person reacts crazy, like, oh, that's an interesting name. Like, it's only shit like that.
Yeah.
He was surprised when she was like, oh, yeah, this is your son. I gave birth to him. His name's Mustafa. I picked it because I forgot what Mustafa means, but I was like.
Not Mufasta.
Mufasa, yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was saying.
You didn't hear what I just said. Move faster.
That was terrible.
Hey, no, Kenny immediately did this.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's Insecure in a nutshell, basically. Okay. So, yeah.
Thanks. I'll probably never watch it now.
That one season was worth it. I was watching. I was like, yo, this nigga's just like me. It was one of the characters. It was a good one though.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wrote this down because I was thinking like, all right, the first time you guys bought condoms, was it from a store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just walked in and did it. In my head, I knew that TV makes jokes about these awkward situations all the time. And I'm like, no, this is like, I could just get it.
Yeah.
And then Ak behind the thing knew who I was with. And he decided this is the day. This is my I am a comic. I am a comedian. And I'm gonna go for it. And now though, yeah.
He brought the script out, all right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
make
this condom by
an experience. I said, can I get the Magnum? He goes,
home.
Hey, that one right there? This one. Just slowly takes it off the shelf. This one. I'm also buying a water bottle. He's like, oh, do you really want this? I'm like, well, yes, I'm thirsty. Oh, you're thirsty. I'm like, oh, this is good. You're dragging this. And then there's just like an older lady buying a sandwich. And more people behind me. He's like, wow, so you're buying a Magnum condom. What are you doing? Are you gonna go fuck? And I'm like, whoa.
This was in a deli?
Yes, this was in high school in Morris Park.
I'd have beat that nigga up. Bro, what are you talking about?
No, I literally put the money down. I grabbed the box the moment he put it down, and I walked out. I was like, "All right, I didn't think this would happen in real life."
That nigga made that shit a movie scene, bro. Like that's from television.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, he was like, "Oh, this is my fucking moment."
What about you, Kenny? What was it like when you first bought him?
Pretty smooth. I live every moment of my life like I've been there before.
Yeah, let me just get the condoms.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do.
Let me get the condoms. Thanks.
Right. That's just what I wanted out of it.
And I dipped, bro. And after I left, I was like, yo, bro, I really did that shit. I had cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
And what I wanted.
Every other time after that has been, like, miserable, though. Like, because you can't. When you try to buy, like, in bulk, bro, when I say in bulk, I mean, like, more than 12.
Jeez.
People look at you like you're a fucking deviant.
Like, you start putting everything on the counter like, yo.
Like, oh, bitch, if you don't fucking scan my shit so I can leave here.
That's fucking.
That happened to me for college in Walmart with my sister, my mom, and my sister's boyfriend at the time. He's the one who got the condoms and put them on the thing and said, you're going to need them. I said, I didn't ask for these. He said, I know.
Oh, man.
I'm giving them to you because no babies. And I was like, okay. And then my mom's just laughing, and the cash register is just like, oh, three, four, five, okay. And she's just like,
really, no baby.
A lot. Yeah, it was the large boxes and like 10 packs of them.
Nice. Nah, I fucking.
And I literally just scratched my head. And then I went to college. I started throwing condoms. Anyone who wanted one, here you go. I don't need these many condoms. You
probably saved so many lives. Just by accident.
Now that I think about it, none of those people had babies.
There you go, see?
So.
Look at that. Nah, I remember the first two times I bought condoms because it was like. It was basically the worst case scenario for both times. It was the first time, it was the store around the corner from Brian's house now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in there and the dude started clapping for me and I was like, this is the worst thing that you could have done. And then
I remember the story.
Yeah, that was just terrible. He was like, really? You? All right, you know what? Let's go. He starts clapping for real and then everybody in the store is looking at me and I'm like, ugh. And then, you know, I get it and I walk out or whatever. And then the second time, it was at a CVS, but then there was like mad different things I was also going there for.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, it's always the thing where you're like, all right, so you buy the condoms, got some popcorners.
Bro, that combo, no matter what it
is. Anything you mix it with.
They always think, nah, you're just hiding this.
Anything plus condoms make you look like a fucking weirdo.
Yep. Yeah, and it was Jell-O, popcorners, and I think a couple waters. And then I was
what
like,
is
oh,
this freaky nigga about
to Yeah, so then the girl that was like ringing it up, she was like, oh yeah, it won't scan. So then she had to call for somebody to come to the register. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just have the kid. I'm gonna just get out of here. You know what? I don't even want it anymore.
I'll fucking have a baby. Fuck it.
Yeah. Instead of dying from embarrassment. But yeah, I don't even know why. Oh, all right. Did you guys have the choice of picking whether or not you were going to raise?
No.
No? Yeah.
110% was my decision.
Alright. Looking back, would you have still gone to an old boys school? No?
I mean,
oh, I don't mind. I enjoy the people I met because of it.
I didn't mind the old boys school shit. I just don't know if I would have went to race, bro.
All right. What if it's the same people, but it's also now girls involved?
Okay, that's fine. But you also, know? Like...
Because I feel like being in a room with just,
niggas,
like...
100,000 niggas.
Yeah, bro. Like, we were doing gym at fucking 850. Some crazy shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I got what you mean.
We're all people sweating. Yeah, like, dudes want to run around and fucking be animals for 45 minutes straight. And then put on their clothes over their gym clothes. Now it smells like Axe body spray and fucking ass and onion. Like, it was just bad vibes, bro. And I feel
is my Ray's eyes had shower. You're right. Yeah.
All right, let's keep going though.
Okay, so Ray's had showers that didn't work, and that just like fully clicked in my head that we really had showers for no reason.
Yeah, well, I think that was they turned them on when the basketball game. Basketball games.
Do you know what that sounds like to me? That's them going, fuck the rest of you guys.
I'm not taking a shower in between classes.
There's never a situation where I'm waking up to go to first period gym to then wash my nuts to then rush to class. In 5 minutes.
We literally had five minutes to get to classes, bro. And then we had had stairs that you could only go up and stairs you can only go down.
Oh my god.
Like, it was really like, bro, the food was terrible.
I have a question for you. Did you really follow the rules?
Besides the fries and tennis.
A serious question. Did
you really follow? I got in trouble one time.
The up and downstairs?
I got in trouble for going up and downstairs. He was like, what are you doing? Do you not know what's going on? Sadie was there. Because remember, they used to stand in between each floor and watch.
If it, like, was during class, I'm just running down wherever.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, if you're, like, in that 5 minutes, you have to get to your next class.
Yeah, bro, nah.
That was the one where you can't even go up to down because it was, like, so many people.
The fucking flow of stank-ass teenage nigga bodies just flowing up and down stairs, bro.
Bro.
Two by two.
You know, I'm going to say a weird statement.
Oh, God.
But...
You like the smell of niggas?
No. For an all-guy school, there was a lot of sexual harassment that you could visibly see taking place.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I just thought, because I was just thinking about Ray's, and I had flashbacks of niggas used to violate each other as a joke.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, niggas acting like... Niggas being wild for no reason, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, that wouldn't work around a co-ed school. Not the same thing.
People were just assholes. I didn't even know bullying existed in Ray's until I started looking back, and you guys were like, "Oh yeah, no, the person was getting bullied." I was like, "Oh, I thought it was just
getting his ass cut."
Yeah, I thought we were all.
So you thought, okay? So my friend was in tears, and you're like, "Ha ha, yeah, this is fun."
No. All right, when somebody looks like Coconut Head from Ned's Declassified, and his nickname becomes Coconut Head
for 2.5 out of the 4 years that we are in high school,
before the hair gets decided, the decision of cutting the hair.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So if you look like Coconut Head and people call you Coconut Head, you gotta live with, like, that's not bullying. That's your Coconut Head.
That's your name now.
Like, Gibby accepted that nickname.
Right.
Gibby is now he's Gibby for life.
Right. He turned this negative attention into a positive one.
Like, people fuck with Coconut Head, bro.
People didn't fuck with Coconut.
I thought he was cool.
Yeah,
I thought he was cool. And Susie Crabgrass.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, remember Swagger?
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't like that either.
Yo, bro, that was nuts. We can't even tell him.
Now, I'm going to say it. There was a dude nicknamed Swagger because...
So he
one leg was longer than the other.
Bro.
So when he walked, it looked like he walked with swag. Swagger.
They said he had a pimp limp, bro.
But that's not bullying either. That's just, bro. He accepted that nickname.
No, I think he just got used to it. Nah, he definitely did not. There was so many announcements made to leave this nigga alone.
Nah, it was a Swagger, no, not way. Swagger.
Yes.
No. Way.
Yes, it was. I forgot why, but someone violated him in a very specific manner.
See, that's people being mean. You could be Swagger. Yo, swag. Yo, swag. It was either Swagger or Swaggy. One of the two.
It was Swagger.
It was Swagger. You may have called him Swaggy once because you were.
I thought he just walked. I thought when I first met him, because I used to take the bus with him, I thought he was just walking cool. I was like, oh, that's him. And then when they told me, and then I was like, oh, the nickname's ironic. I bet. But, you know.
It's not ironic. Yeah. Man, that's a bully.
Yeah, like, yeah, yo, I can count on more, like, more hands the amount of people bullied than the amount of people not bullied. And that is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's what happens. You're in a room full of dudes and, like, coming into, you know, puberty.
Not gonna lie,
it's just a bunch of animals,
we're
bro.
We're worse people for going to that school. Like, we would have been so much better as people.
Would I have been a better person had I not gone there?
There's a phase of your life where you just only had attitude.
That is true. That is true.
That might have not happened.
It's a lot. Like, a lot of just anger. Yeah. like all of us.
Yeah. Think about how defensive people just were for collectively for a period of our times.
That school made me angry. I wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And they kicked me out for it.
You literally fought somebody.
So?
You can't just be a slamming bunch of people.
Hold on. You can't say him. Bunch of people fought somebody.
Said, your mom sucked dick by the 6 train.
I didn't say you were wrong.
I have to sit there, bro.
I didn't say you were wrong. I'm just saying.
No, and then we suplexed him. Yeah. This.
No. You carrying him from the back of the class to the front of the class to slam him in.
From the front to the back of the class.
Yeah, and then slamming him into the wall. That was impressive. I've never. Aaron Donald couldn't have done such a thing. This guy turned into Ray Lewis.
I'm prepared for war.
I'm gonna put you. If I have a flag football, I'm gonna put you on the line. Nah.
See, people brought weapons like that. Like it, the Catholic part of the school was just for the namesake.
Yeah.
Because I would walk out of school to be surrounded by Crips.
That school was riddled in scandal, bro. I don't know how that shit stayed open.
Yeah.
It's still open. I don't know what's going on, man. Bro. It was like, bro.
We had the greatest principal of all principals, though. If you had to pick one, he would just cancel class because he wanted to smoke hookah.
No reason, bro.
With the Dominican baseball team.
He had a Twitter, bro. Yep. He had a fucking Twitter.
And he was tweeting crazy. He was like, yo, I don't feel like going in today. Class canceled.
For the whole school, bro. It's a movie. Fucking...
Yeah.
Like, if the basketball team wins the championship game, no school for the next 2 fucking days.
Yep. And when y'all come back, dress down day.
I'm still thinking about your question. I think I definitely would have preferred, like, if they took both Rays and just put them together instead of having us spent class separately.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that way more, mostly because...
You're with your friends, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone would be in one place. A. B. Everyone that was around would be less dickheads.
That shit
would
have been a fucking war zone.
It would have been a different sense of drama. Like, it would have been like TV drama.
Yeah, bro.
But with like real people. Instead of a bunch of dudes that there's no drama. All the anger happens randomly in the spur of the moment, and it lasts for the day. It's something new every day.
People fighting at bus stops.
Niggas would squab in the bathroom, bro.
Yeah.
I've never had so much animosity that I would have to fight in the bathroom.
Yeah, bro.
A guy asked me to fight him. My sophomore year. At home, during homeroom. And I had mad niggas line up in the stalls for no reason to watch. And I just stood there, and I'm like, I just came because you asked me to. I'm not actually fighting you. So if you want to throw a punch at me, go ahead. And he said, bro, I don't want to throw a punch at you for no reason.
You made him
like
feel
that.
Bad.
He
made
him feel bad.
Yeah, he put his hands up and I just held my boots to my side. I'm like, I'm not actually like, fighting you. I'm just not pussy. I'm not fighting you.
When this happened in Spider-Man, he actually got his ass beat though.
I
wouldn't want to fight me either.
His nickname was Paris Hilton. Wow. If you guys remember who he was.
I don't know. I don't know what you did to get him mad, but...
Nothing. He just asked me.
I think I remember who the fuck that was.
We were in homeroom together. He just literally asked me, and Mr. House turned around. And I was like, are you really gonna go? And I said, I mean, I'm not scared, so yeah, why not? And then I went. I'm like, I'm not actually fighting you. I'm just not scared of you. And that was it. Everyone put their phones down. They're like, well, this is less exciting now.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like what you said, where like we might be better people had we went to a co-ed school. I don't know.
You would have been integrated into society better and in a more realistic environment.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember when I was going to school, like college, I would just sit in the corner and just vibe out. I'm like, yo, I really don't. I'm not having any fun over here. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's, you know.
You know, there's a balance. Because the girls' school was chaos, too, because there were only girls.
Yeah.
Right? I've heard stories. They were walling.
Yeah, bro.
They were just as disgusting as the guys. They were bugging the fuck out. So my statement stands. It would have been better for both schools because people would have controlled themselves in some facet because of the other gender.
There would have been like a... like a toggle in their mind to be like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, the fucking hormones coursing through their veins.
Well, no, like, you know what? No, you want this. But then, all right, so we were together STDs, because remember the dances where it would be the Ray's boys school and then every girl school was invited.
Mm-hmm.
That was madness. I was like, I don't know, guys.
You this know doesn't why seem like madness? This is how. Because everyone had pent up hormones in their everyday life.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, everybody was like, no, you just walk up and start dancing. And then if they look back and keep dancing, then you're good. And I was like, I don't know, man.
That sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy if you ask me. But
it was a horny festival. Nothing else can describe what Ray's dance were besides that.
Yeah.
Because
it was the Tinder before Tinder. If they stop dancing, that's a swipe left. That's a swipe left. But if she keeps dancing, then Dynasty's on.
Get left swiped in real life.
I have a very vivid memory of the only one that I went to, the only year I went. And you guys drink. This is not this. We did. But our art teacher, I'm just going to avoid saying names, and our friend who happens to be an artist, right? So our art teacher saw him, and you know, art and art, and our artist friend was on the floor grinding on a lady.
Oh, no.
And he was in the middle of the circle. Her legs were spread, and they were walling. Our teacher comes up and he's like, yo, artist. Can you not? And then he slowly continued and then stopped.
Yo, it's one of those things where
and then everyone went right back to what they were doing, which was being horny. And I'm telling you, because I don't think Spelman was like this. I don't know what Spelman was like. I never went there. I know nothing of the place.
So I got accepted there too.
Yeah, same. I was surprised I got accepted.
I know a bunch of people that went to Spelman and came out of Spelman.
Yeah.
I feel like they had a way more pleasant high school experience with regular drama.
Also, so a lot of people transfer out of stuff.
Yeah, that is true. A lot of people did transfer out of
Spelman. I saw a lot of people transfer out of Ray's. I don't know what to tell you, maybe. Catholic schools in general.
I just got railroaded out of Ray's.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of people that transferred out. That went,
I guess I didn't know more people that got expelled more than transferred.
I was having a blast. I was, especially your senior year. Let me tell you about not learning.
Yeah, bro.
I've never done more not learning in one year in my life.
A fucking iPad.
Yeah, we bring me and Kenny. That's when like we got iPads, and we'd be on Reddit looking at memes all day.
Reddit, 4chan, yo, bro. I would go into some classes, nothing. Prepared to take no notes. Nigga. Yep. I got this iPad and these memes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick a meme, hold it up for the class, show it like I was a fucking UFC card girl, switch the beam, do it again.
Yo, bro.
When the teacher was like, Ken, put away the fucking meme.
Yeah, and then us messing with the teachers, like one kid took... We were like, yo, we're going to mess with her. And then, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my iPad out the sleeve. And then you're just going to walk up to me in the middle of class, grab the iPad and like make a scene and just throw that shit. And then like, we'll just see what happens. Bro, the teacher, first of all, when he did that, the class stopped. And then she looked at me like, yo, you're not going to do nothing.
The whole time, man, just sitting there smiling. I was like, something wrong.
Yeah, I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, and I put my head down and I acted like I was crying and I couldn't get it back. And like how my iPad's destroyed. And then she's like, she didn't even leave to go get anybody. She was just like, yo, what just happened? And then when she was about to go run and go get somebody, we told her it was a prank or whatever. And she was like, she ended up laughing. But we did ruin like 15 minutes of class. It was a really good session. I was like, I almost started crying for real.
I was going to say, I think I learned more outside of the school. Physically, like just physically being outside of school, I think I learned more about New York life and people.
I mean, I would go straight home after, like, school. Same. And then, like, the only time I'd go out, like, into the city. Yeah. No, we'd hang out for a bit. Yeah. But, like, I'm saying, like, we wouldn't go out unless it was, like, a half day, and then we'll go to, like, St. Mark's. We'll go to a Chipotle, because Chipotle was new. Pinkberry, 16 handles.
You niggas were not my outside friends for a
long time. No, we weren't. It was me, Brian, John sometimes, Alex, and Edwin. And I think that's it. That was, like, our...
Yeah, bro.
The group that we did.
I
had
my outside friends and y'all separated for a long time. Yeah. And then I was like... I can't be in the streets with you niggas anymore, bro. I can't.
I had internet friends. I had my only outside friends were Sarah, Skyla, and Steven.
Yeah.
I had internet friends, and then you guys became my outside friends.
Yeah. Sarah. Shout out to her.
But, to them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Steven is going to like this, mostly because I just said, yeah, I don't think calling somebody coconut head was that big of a deal.
You didn't have to say it was him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is why he wouldn't like you.
There's a lot of Stevens out there. He'll be
honest. Oh, yeah.
It was like boy, seven it,
that was 10 years ago. Grow up. Nah.
Yo, bro.
I'll just wait.
No, but I'm thinking about it because, again, I walk out. There's a Crip on every corner. A couple of them.
I've never gotten
asking me for what time is it.
But that's the thing. Like, I've never, like, I think you might have a magnet of just, like, wild shit happening. Because I never got pressed by nobody in my life. Like, nobody has looked at me and went, yo, let me ask them what time it is. Because, you know, they know what time it is.
Time a nigga asks me, you know what time it is? I look back at him, I say, nigga, you know what time it is? And stop everything, bro.
Yeah, I was there because we were, that happened. It was me, you, and Levante, and that happened too. Where we're about to walk up into the train station, and then they asked, and then I was like, oh, no.
Does it happen to be the time?
Oh,
that...
no, yo, it's your time. It's your time, King. I don't know.
And was that the time that Levante happened to go back into the deli?
No, that didn't happen that time. I don't know. For me,
that was the same setup for the story of him getting robbed.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess for me, there's just, you know, there's an aura about just, yo, don't press this dude. He looks like he's going through a lot. This might be the one to take him over the edge if this happens.
This nigga said he was his machismo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna start using the Detroit TikTok dude, the security guard, who's like, yo, if you just fucking. Do that.
Yeah, bro, that nigga's gonna get one.
Like slick back hair?
Huh?
Like the slick back hair?
Yeah, kind of
shortish.
Yeah, he teaches people how to fucking maneuver.
That nigga built like a chicken nugget trying to teach self-defense tips, bro.
Listen, I'm not gonna hold you. I'll be watching some of his videos and I'm like, I could try that.
We gonna see. We gonna fucking.
Gun back in my head.
His elbow.
But then, yo, the thing that I love that he doesn't factor is, what if he just moves the gun with your head? Mm. Like, he's like, oh yeah, if you just move quick, your body reaction time is 0.08, and the reaction time to pull the trigger on a gun is 0.09, so if you just, you'll be high. And I'm like, yo, what if he just...
And it's also like, those aren't how stats work. Like, what if this guy really goes, oh, you twitched.
Wow. He's thinking of us moving at, like, perfect speed in that moment. And I'm like, yo, I promise you.
And not thinking of the person aiming the weapon.
Yeah, I promise you.
I got a fucking AK at my stomach, bro. Ain't no way, bro.
No, you just do this and put your finger
bro,
in.
Ain't no way I'm coming out of that alive, bro.
Yo, he's gonna be like, yo, what are you doing? I was actually gonna pull the trigger, sir. My bad. You know what? You got me.
You're putting me out of my fucking misery. Don't worry about it.
And your ass is pushing.
Just call my fucking mom.
Yo. I didn't think that dude trying to save lives would turn into us getting real dank.
Well, no, because I mean, there is, aside from him trying to help. Quote unquote, there is ways that you're supposed to like disarm handguns. Don't try to disarm someone with a rifle in front of you.
All right, I kind of want to send people to him, like to set him up, but not like actually hurt him. Just like go with
a realistic Nerf gun.
Yeah, like just like a bunch of fake guns and sneak up on him and see like if he can make it out. but
before then, getting shot once.
Yeah, but then I also don't want him to shoot. Like, what if he has a gun on him at all times?
Oh, he most likely does.
Yeah, so I'm like, there. You know, someone needs to put him in a scenario. Yeah, so yeah. It'll be like punked, but he gets his ass beat, and he has to work his way out of it.
Trained assassins at this man.
No, not trained assassins. Just a bunch of dudes, just like
a bunch of niggas outside.
Yeah, just anybody really.
Yeah, a bunch of niggas outside. Yeah. Just pay money, pay money. Go jump. Yo, run up on
this dude. If he beats your ass, I just want to see some.
Just want to see how this goes.
Yeah, but then like I'll probably get sued.
That crowd escape shit.
Yeah.
You definitely do get sued. That's not even a probably. He's definitely gonna be like, you endangered my fucking life. As far as I was concerned.
Yeah. Just in case I'm not doing this, it was just a scenario I just want to see happen. It's like, you know, Batman that's versus nuts, Superman. Bro. Yeah, nah, I just, you know.
I think the only things that would probably work is if someone has a knife, there's a legitimate way you're supposed to handle it.
Fucking Detroit urban security.
And if someone has a gun, if it's to your head, chances are very slim, if not as low as can be. If he's not within arm's reach of you, they're lower. And then if you're like close enough and it's not point blank, maybe.
Yeah.
You press the barrel of a gun to my head, pull it. Go ahead. Yeah. I dare you.
Or you can just have my stuff too. That's another option.
Yeah, you can live without fighting.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
You would take it.
I don't even know what I got in my wallet. I got a fucking Johnny Gargano rookie card from NXT. Have fun, bro.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Yeah, my cards are all maxed out. Bro, you got more poor by robbing
me. You about to incur so much debt, nigga? Now what?
Your life got worse. You tried to rob me, and it actually got worse.
Yeah, use that card. I fucking dare you. They're going to be at your door.
Exactly, bro. You know what?
It's funny you say that, because people that robbed me definitely went to jail.
See?
Yeah, their life definitely got worse.
Yeah, there you go. Bad karma happens when you rob John. Now you know, if you're watching this, don't rob John.
If you rob him, you will lose your house.
One of y'all got away. You're a grown man somewhere in the world. Yo,
what is going on? This guy wants vengeance.
Bring me the heads.
He's hunting him down like The Rock and Faster.
I know where you live.
Oh, man. What a film.
I actually don't know where he lives.
You gotta stop. Ugh. You gotta stop calling everything films, bro.
That's faster.
Everything is not a film.
It's all, yeah, they're all cinemas.
No, cinemas is where you go to watch. Yeah. The film is what you're watching.
Yeah.
You go to watch these events.
Faster was a film by The Rock.
It was not. It was a movie starring Dwayne The Rock.
It was a zoovie. Bro, he got shot in the back of the head and lived. And then got shot
That's
again.
A dream.
No, he...
That's a fever dream.
Basically, yeah. Well, fucking...
You can't call everything. You cannot call... It's like fucking 2001 A Space Odyssey film.
That is a film. That is a great film.
You know what movie I watched for the first time?
What?
I was like, you know what? I'm 25, you know, and I feel like I should start watching some of this shit. That people raved about and when I was growing up. And I always heard about No Country for Old Men.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
That's a film.
That movie is so good. Film. And I only watched like the first 20 minutes. It is so good. I can see why people were raving about it.
You were just immediately sucked in. You're like, oh, God.
Pause. But yes, I was watching and I was like, the action. I didn't think there was going to be actions. I thought it was going to be some bullshit. Like
dialogue, I mean.
Yeah, dialogue, fucking.
You gotta finish watching.
Yeah, I'm definitely finishing that. And then next, I'm going to see Devil Wears Prada. That's next.
That's not essential viewing.
Huh?
That's not essential viewing.
But Meryl Streep. I've never seen a movie with her in it, so I'm like, I keep hearing about Anne Hathaway going crazy.
Then it is essential viewing.
Yeah.
If you've never seen
it. I heard Anne Hathaway killed it. I think they won an Oscar.
I think Anne Hathaway killed it in
Princess Bride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Princess Diaries.
The first one, not the second.
I thought the second one was pretty good.
I think the first one was a good one.
Is that the one where she gets married?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
If
that's the one, then yeah.
That's like the whole premise in the movie, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm going to go back and start watching just old dude movies. Like, what else?
Have you seen Desperado?
I have not seen Desperado.
Antonio Banderas? You haven't seen?
Nah.
You got to watch that shit, bro.
I know him as Boos and Boos.
You got to watch fucking Mask of Zorro.
I've seen The Mask of Zorro because he like draws the fucking Z's on people.
Have you seen the old Blade Runner movie?
No.
So watch the original Blade Runner.
But that I don't really like sci-fi. You saw what I did with Dune. I was
but
I was cozy. I was that feet up. That's
like yeah. Older sci-fi movies have more.
It's a different aesthetic to
it. Yeah, yeah. Because they're more extremely practical for the most part.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like
that's like saying you wouldn't watch the old Terminators and be like, yeah, these are good movies.
You have you like Easter eggs and like small details.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those in the original Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. You'd watch, you'd be like, oh, that's like real subtle. Okay, I'll watch it. It's something for it's a little bit of ambiguity in it.
Gotcha.
You'd fuck with it.
Yeah, I feel like, but like. That's a white dude pastime too, to just name just movies and then like people and then what movies they're in. They're like, oh, what's that movie with
you should. Yeah, that is a pretty white dude thing to do,
and they're so good at it. So I'm like, you know what, let me start watching the movies that these white dudes are naming, because they got some bangers. Yo, No Country for Old Men, I'm telling you
there's a couple white bangers that you need to watch.
I've seen every comedy
there is. A lot of these shits are alright.
Yeah, now I'm gonna start watching. I'm gonna watch True Grit.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
It's a rough show. It's a really long movie. I remember Kevin watching it like when it first came out, and like it was so boring.
Isn't True Grit a fucking show on HBO?
It is now, but it was a movie first. Oh, bro, the one, it was with the dude who plays Thanos, I think.
Yeah, Jeff Brolin.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
I don't know Josh Brolin and any other
work of film. He's in that movie with all the kids that's like a classic.
Oh, yeah?
Bro, it's a movie with the kids, and then there's one dude, he's a sloth.
Children of the Corn, not Children of the Corn.
Or something.
Oh, The Goonies?
He's in The Goonies. That's how he got his acting,
like, debut. He wasn't a kid in that movie.
He was, like, a teenager.
Yeah, in the movie. Cause I'm like, there's no way he was one of those kids. I remember those kids.
Yeah, he was a teenager in The Goonies. But, yeah, no, I'm a Million Dollar Baby. I'm gonna watch that.
That's a tough movie to get through.
Yeah, I just remember as a kid seeing her all tubed up and stuff, and I was like, this is just sad. Yeah, this is just, wow. This is just sad.
Why was the stool sideways in
the way? Exactly. Well, no, it like fell over and they were like gonna pull it out, but the lady hit her before they pulled it out or whatever. I don't know.
Another good film, not that old. I guess kind of old now. Donnie Darko. I'm always bringing up Donnie Darko because that is a great movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm not.
Watched it in religion class. I don't remember why.
It deals with mental health and stuff like
that. Yeah. Oh, that's actually probably why I actually watched it in religion class. Still a really good movie.
Should we transition into why therapy is hilarious? Because
go ahead.
Yeah, because we got to mental health stuff.
Yeah, we did get there. You ever go like. My therapist is really fast with sending the invoice for the copay.
Of course.
And it's so awkwardly timed. I'm like, yo, like, I just, like, poured out my heart to you, and you want the 60 beans? Just, like, it's always just so awkward.
That's straight tears.
Can I send it to you?
But the way she would be ending it, she'll be like, all right, that looks like our time, and, what's your Venmo again? I'm like, just give me a fucking second. Let me just gather myself. I was like, yo. But, you know, I guess they got to get paid or whatever. But I was like, yo, my insurance should just cover the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to pay money after being that sad. I feel like that would make me more sad.
No, I feel I think more as time passes on, there's more insurances that are being accepted for
therapy. Oh, yeah. I just switched to a different insurance. That was another grown man move. I paid more so that I wouldn't get copays, just so I can avoid that transaction with therapy. I was like,
that's fair.
Do that. Yeah.
I imagine before we were born, that must suck. You paid out your ass.
Yeah.
Probably regularly for therapy.
Well, that's probably why people of color didn't get therapy at all.
Well, no, it's probably, it also probably led to the whole contributing factor that they don't give a fuck about you. They just want your money.
The therapist?
Well, psychiatrists, psychologists. And that's how the whole thing behind psychiatrists being the ones that they just give you drugs and not actual advice, because if you pay, if you get drugs, you have to keep coming back to them, which means they keep getting paid.
You get the Quaaludes.
Yeah, you get
the dependent cycle. That's why Quaaludes got popular, because like a bunch of housewives would take them instead of getting actual help, and then they banned it because it was too wild.
And it becomes this mutual cycle of dependency, codependency. Yeah.
I never thought about how therapists do get paid. You do get paid for
people having a terrible time. And it's not even like they're paid by an organization, by a corporation. No, they're paid by you. By you directly.
And people like you.
Today's therapy session, you know,
kind of made me hate therapy just now, John.
That was not the goal.
Sponsored by your pockets. Well, no, because some dumbass niggas like you.
There are therapists that do it for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
Yeah. For lack of a better word,
they still get paid though.
They fulfill their life with service.
Yeah.
Yes, they still get paid. That is unavoidable.
Yeah.
But they also need to live, just like you.
It's always gonna be that little part of it that's like, this nigga don't care. Which is why, I did therapy a couple times. I stopped.
Because
I was like, man, this nigga don't care about me.
And that's actually where the importance of finding someone that you connect with, that cares about you, and that interacts with you.
Yeah.
In a meaningful way. No.
Well, yeah. Some niggas could just get a fucking girlfriend.
Girlfriends are not your therapist.
Or boyfriend.
Boyfriends are not your therapist. They're a support system, not your therapist.
They them friends.
You just threw it for a loop. All of the above are not your therapist.
No, yeah.
Unless they're also not your therapist. They should not be your therapist.
You shouldn't. That's just a big burden to put on somebody. Just all of your troubles, just all the time.
Now you create this need for this person needing a therapist.
Unless they explicitly say, you know, I'm here for you. We can talk about this.
Yes, but I'm here for you.
You gotta hold some things.
I'm here for you does not equate to I am your professional licensed therapist.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't tell everybody every single fucking thing.
Yeah.
If there's something bothering you, you can open up to a friend or something.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. There should be a boundary that's clear that you need professional help. It definitely doesn't.
I mean,
it definitely doesn't.
With me saying that right now?
Oh, yeah, but you can't.
Yeah. But, you know, what somebody might say is you have to communicate these things.
Boundaries should be communicated and set verbally, because some people are just, I don't read minds. I don't read minds. Not at all.
What about you, Kenny?
Depends on the situation.
I can occasionally read body language when I'm outside of personal relationships. It's probably the only time I react to body language, because I feel like, this person's about to swing. I should do something. Or this person looks like they're pissed off for no reason today.
I thought you were just talking about I didn't think you were.
No, I mean in general. This person looks like they're overly happy, and I can actually speak to them.
Yeah, but you're also terrible at that too. Because if I'm mad,
I can do it really well with people outside of my personal relationship.
This is like when we told him when we stopped talking. That doesn't mean he won the argument.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I thought I just won the argument because you guys stopped talking. We're like, no, that's not the case at all. Actually,
it's not wasting our
breath. Yeah, but like. I don't think you do anything well. I just think if I'm annoyed and then you come with the John energy, I'm going to just be like, you know what? Let me just go with John's flow, because he's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's not you doing a great job. It's just me going,
I said out of personal relationships. This is a personal relationship.
Yeah.
This is a personal relationship.
Yeah, that counts.
Personal relationship with you guys, too. Okay? It's different.
Yeah.
Right? There's more isms that go into personal relationships. On a broad scale, someone that walks into my restaurant, I have a good idea of what the fuck's about to go down, because you're a part of the simulation.
Right. Yeah. All right, now we're in a simulation.
I sometimes feel like that when I can predict what somebody's gonna text me.
Hey.
I mean, not like that.
Uh-huh.
We'll be having a conversation. I'm like, I know exactly what me saying this is going to get out of this person.
Yeah.
But that comes with just knowing somebody.
Yeah, John is probably the type to invite everybody to something, where I'm going to just invite the people who would probably want to go.
Because
I know if you're probably not going to want to go to this thing.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, I like being surprised.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I like when unpredictable situations happen.
Yeah. He said he likes being surprised.
Well, no, I like the second way better. Because it's like what you're doing is you're expecting them to be predictable and just say no and not come.
Yeah, I'm usually right. I hate to toot my own horn.
Alright, you're going for the predictability. I shoot for unpredictability. Yeah.
How many times have you been surprised?
Even when they do the unpredictable, I'm not really surprised. It's just like, okay, that was unexpected, but thank you.
Gotcha.
Which is why I reworded it. It's not surprising. It's more, oh, this is different.
Yeah, I just keep my, I don't keep my hopes up with anything, so just.
Not disappointed by anything.
Yeah. You can't be disappointed if you had no expectations.
Oh, here's like an example. Someone says fries. Someone, I order just fries today, right? You assume. Go ahead, say what you assume.
Like french fries?
That's what you assume. And then they go, sweet potato fries. I go, wow, you refer to sweet potato fries as fries.
Well, I guess sweet potatoes was their priority in life.
And, like, I always ask people which one.
Oh, so you have sweet potato fries?
Yeah, we have both.
Oh.
And this was the first person I didn't have to ask, and they just immediately went from fries. Took like a couple seconds later, just in case. I meant sweet potato fries. I didn't even get to the bun yet, so I just didn't ask.
Yeah, alright. That's...
Yeah, that's that person just forgetting.
Yeah.
That, no, but most people...
The default answer for fries.
It's french fries.
Yeah. And I'm just in the habit of going, which one?
Yeah.
Because people also have a habit of saying regular versus plant-based. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, plant-based isn't irregular.
Nah,
they're regular plant-based this.
Yeah, but plant-based people like to make it known that they're plant-based.
Well, that's because when you're at a restaurant and if you don't make it known and then there's cross-contamination, now you just no longer became plant-based.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to ask a good question, but I don't want to get you guys in trouble if the answer is wrong, so.
What's the question? And why
would the wrong answer? Just don't answer the question, but all right. Is there two separate grills?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Cross-contamination is avoided 100%.
Yeah. All right, gotcha. Because, yeah, if you're making a Beyond Beef Burger on a fucking...
You defeat the whole purpose.
Exactly.
If someone tried to tell us it doesn't matter once... And we should stop the conversation with that person. They try to say that doesn't matter, cross-contamination will happen regardless. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
We separate fires, separate grills, everything's done separately. How?
And because, you know, I don't know. You can fuck somebody up if they're not, you know.
Yeah, like their diet.
Yeah.
They're going to be in that bathroom for who knows.
Solo House is a no nut house, bro. Like, there's no almonds, no peanuts, no nothing, because somebody went into Soho House and ate something that had, like, I think peanut oil in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
That's traumatizing for the location, apparently. They're just like, nope, never again.
Never.
You killed a man.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Like, no nuts ever. Yeah. Ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't die on our property, basically what they said.
Yeah,
well, we don't want you to die, kind of. Do you know how much Soho House costs to be a member? It's bread. They don't want you to die.
It's like $3,500 a year.
Yeah, just to be a member, just so you can spend your money when you get in there.
There's a lesser tier that's like $2,700, some shit like that. It's still expensive, but there's, like, if you're under 27 years old and you do like the Soho Friends membership instead of Soho House, it's less, but that shit's still like $2,000-something.
Can you get us in there?
It depends.
On what?
Okay, so...
Do I have to dress a certain way?
No.
Oh.
I need you to understand it's still over $100 a month.
Wait, what?
That's still over $100 a month.
I just want to go in for free and see what it's like. I just want to go in once and see what happens.
We'd have to set up something. Like, you'd have to hit me like, yo, bro, on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to call the GM of that house, that particular, whatever one you want to go to,
mm-hmm.
and be like, yo, me and one of my boys is coming. Just want to let you know. Just because it's like, it's not a club, per mm-hmm. se.
It's basically, but yeah.
It's
a club without saying it's a club.
Yeah, so it's a club, plus it's a restaurant, mm-hmm. plus there's like private shows and shit. Like, Thundercat did a show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is really interesting.
Yeah, I know people that got invited there to go to like a screening for like Power or something.
Yeah, if you're invited, like, you have to be someone's guest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a member has to bring you in.
That's very exclusive.
I feel like I'm going to go hate it and then be like, wow.
You might actually hate it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited now. I just want to go just so I can know if I hate it. It's like with the golf night that we went to a couple weeks ago.
Did you decide?
You just got to experience it one time.
Yeah, because Brian was talking about it. I'm like, yo, Brian, how come you never invite me? What if I want to go? I like that music, kind of. And then I went and I was like, I fucking hate this music. This is terrible music. It's terrible people. It's not that the people were terrible. But I'm not trying to be in a mosh pit dancing to fucking Avril Lavigne and shit like that.
I know it smelled crazy.
I just want to remind everyone.
There was a lot of dirty Air Force Ones, Converse, and just boots. Mad boots. Heavy ass boots.
I want to remind everyone, we explained to Manny, he's not going to like the music.
Yeah.
And that he's not into this genre of music.
Yeah, but I want to say that I hate this shit.
I get that. And I understand where you're coming
from.
You
know what? I hate it.
I want to be that guy right now. Mm-hmm. We told you so. For years.
Yeah, after paying XYZ amount of money to eat in fucking Soul House, you might be like,
yeah. Yeah, you know what? Could have got a burger instead outside. But
yeah,
I want to go and be like, you know what? Could have got a burger instead. Yeah.
They have good burgers.
Yeah.
The way people I got hit on at the golf night.
Oh.
And John watched me
that was pretty funny.
Maneuver through that situation.
How did that go?
I also supported it on her end, not Manny's end.
Yeah, Manny. John was trying to make things happen and I'm like, yo, please.
He's cute, John.
No, it's okay.
But I didn't think he was gonna say that, to be honest.
She was a nice person, though.
Yeah, she had her fun. That.
It's sad.
The answer is no.
First of all, she was mad that we weren't like turning up, and I'm like, yo, number one, I don't know this music, and like, what do you want? Like,
entry point for her, by the way. Oh, I don't know this music.
Yeah, so I'm at the bar, right, and I'm getting drinks or whatever, and then she goes next to me at the bar, and she's like, hey, so like. What beers would you recommend for me and my friends? And then I was like, you literally picked the worst person to ask about beer because I'm allergic to beer. She was like, oh, okay. And then turned around and I was like, I mean, I guess it's over.
Try number one.
Yeah, so that was the first time.
That's hilarious.
So I'm like, all right, it's over. So then we go to like the other side after like we mosh pitted a little bit, you know. System of a Down came on. I couldn't help myself.
Manny knew what was happening for once.
Yeah. I needed to feel that energy, and that was the best part of the night. Okay. That and when Linkin Park came on, because I was like, you know what, it doesn't even matter. But so then we're like at the other side, and then like I feel a presence getting closer to me, and I'm like, you know what, let me just get on my phone. I'm gonna check. I got 37,000 emails. Let me start figuring out what's going on. Yeah, and then John saw the rest. I wasn't paying attention for anything else.
Because I cannot describe this. We're gonna use props. This is Manny standing on his phone. Manny is where Manny's sitting now is where I'm standing. Let's say the microphone is her. Just slowly but surely, and then this happens.
Her belly is now on my phone.
And the only distance between Manny and this girl is his cell phone and his head just straight down.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? If this is how they get down, I'm gonna just stay on my phone, whatever's happening.
Not a smile on this man's face, not a sense of humor, nothing. She takes a step forward and puts it in reverse again.
I'm like, listen.
Back into drive, back into reverse, and now it's just the awkward point of her just consistently backing up onto the edge of Manny's phone, and Manny not moving a single centimeter.
Nope.
Yes, not fuck the inch, a centimeter.
Yeah. I was just like,
me listen. Laughing, watching, her friend going, he's not paying attention to you, and her still trying.
Yeah, I would give it an A on the effort side, because I was like, you know what, you know, she tried, she saw what she
definitely
wanted, she put it out there, you know, but she just she just picked the wrong
that's not all there, you know? And Manny not paying attention actually edged her on and gave her another entry point, which is when she came and tried to use me as a way to get to him and asked me if I knew the music. I said, yeah, I know most of what just came on. And she goes, oh, I'm feeling more like this guy who doesn't know what's going on. And I'm like, oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You guys both don't know the songs. Manny looks up and goes, huh?
Yeah. I was going now to get, yo, to be honest, yo, I don't know. If I'm a person, I'm not hitting on me. I don't know.
Listen, like, she tried. She took the song. If you want to get with me, you got to go with my friends. Very literal, because she tried with Brian. She tried with me to get to him and only to you. Yeah. And it did not work in any asset, any facet of her. In any way. It just didn't work in any way.
That's Chris.
I feel bad now. No, that you put it, now that you put it that way.
It was pretty funny. It was entertainment. That's fine. Because
What if she was on a streak of picking people up and I just ruined that?
Whoops. Listen, it was still funny because then she tried to get us all to jump together.
Yes.
And then I forced us.
Yeah. I do remember
that. And then when that stopped happening, because she literally did this. Kenny, she locked arms with Manny, and I was on the other side, and I locked arms with Manny, too. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Oh, my God. I would have got so mad at you, bro.
And this at this point, I'm like, my social battery had died. I was like, yo.
Yeah. Brian jumped in, too, because I jumped us to Brian. I said, we're doing this together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, once that
they gave up very quickly. Yeah, they gave up very quickly. And she called them lame.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't join her friend group. She asked Brian if you want to merge our friend groups. And he said, ask that guy, pointing at Manny.
Yeah.
She comes to Manny, doesn't really say anything.
But there was another person with us. And I felt like she wanted to just body slam just the two girls. Because she didn't look very happy.
I don't know. She was like, can y'all please stop talking to my men?
Yeah. So I was like, I didn't want to say that. But I was just there. I was like, oh, wow. This is a lot. You know, I'm looking at her and I'm like, she doesn't look very happy. John is kind of egging these people on.
Oh, that,
yeah, I don't want any parts with anybody in this building.
She looked at me and said, do you want to merge your friend groups together? I'm like, did he say yes?
See? Meanwhile, it's me and the girl looking at John like, bro, really?
Yeah, so I'm like, that doesn't look like a yes.
Yeah.
So, no. And then I'm like, it's okay. Go have fun. And I just, go have fun.
You probably thought she was the big dog out the group. Because she asked two niggas.
Yeah.
Can we merge friend groups? Ask him.
Meanwhile, I was just there like,
It was, if you saw her face as she walked away, because she said, oh, your friends are lame. I said, that's okay.
You see, I was the only emo person at Emo Night, apparently. Okay. Everybody was having a great time. I'm there like, I hate the world. I'm not talking to nobody.
When are we gonna play Black Hole Sam?
Like, look at what I mosh pit into. System of a Down, Chop Suey, and In the End by Linkin Park.
Oh my God.
Like, that's what got me happy.
Then we had the Black Parade. When the song came on, we all in Kumbaya old fashioned.
Yeah, I didn't know that song at all. Like, I never heard that shit.
That's what the whole event is named after, too.
Yeah. Bro, they keep sending me emails. Like, they're like, oh, we have 90s hip hop night. I'm like, bro, number one, it's a bunch of white people. They started apologizing for Native Americans for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
because Thanksgiving was coming up.
That was the opening.
Yeah, and they were like, guys, I feel like we should just take a second and acknowledge the terrible tragedy that happened from the white people. So if you're white, just, you know, say on three with me, go ahead and say sorry to all the Native Americans. And I'm sitting there and I'm like,
Manny and I just looked at each other.
Yeah,
what are we talking about right now? Looks around, who are you apologizing to?
But, yo, they would do this in between songs. Like, they would play a song and then they were like, hey, we just want to take a second and let's just acknowledge what events took place. We have to acknowledge the terrible tragedy before we can just, you know, celebrate. Because eating food is one. And I'm like, are you guys really doing this right now? Like,
really?
And then they'll be like, all right, let's get back into this and put on Fall Out Boy.
No, they did it three times. And then after that, all of a sudden, everyone in the room was a birthday boy.
Yeah. Then they started shouting out the birthday people.
And apparently, everyone but our friend group was the birthday person.
Yeah. It's hilarious, though. You know, I'm a big proponent of, you know, I'm used to, like, black and, like, Jamaican DJs, like, cutting off the music and getting into rants. But apologizing to all of Native American people.
That's a new shit. I've never heard of that.
Yo, well, it was better than Otis when Otis premiered on Funk Flex. But yeah, I feel like we've potted for.
I'm never going to that shit.
You should. You should go once just so you might like it.
It's different every time.
I like it.
It's never the same experience. And that experience, I didn't expect what happened because it stopped being emo night 30 minutes in. The genre of music changed completely at one point. Okay. And I went back. I might have well been in a Blade movie.
It did feel like the intro to Blade. It did.
It became very techno, and that is a genre of music you don't hear outside often.
Yeah.
But a techno heavy, and then a techno grunge, and then I'm not sure? Question mark?
Oh yeah, you niggas were in the Matrix.
But John looked like he was having a ball. Like I was like, oh wow.
Because one song made me feel like I was in Tokyo for no reason.
Yeah. But then John, he also drove, so he was the sober one out of everybody.
Oh my god. How was you feeling like you was in Tokyo, bro?
Yeah. That's what the song was. It just. I heard Japanese words, heavy techno the entire time, and the only English word that I could understand was sex, and I didn't know what the song was
or what was happening. He knew what it was about. That's all that matters.
I got it.
But I think we should be good.
Yeah,
I feel like we potted for a little bit, so
yeah, bro,
had to break you off with a little piece of that song, you know what I'm talking about.
Apparently we weren't fired, guys.
Yeah, bro, I thought I was fucking out of here, bro.
They were not fired.
Bro, you had new niggas on and everything, bro. Shout out Doug.
Shout out to Doug, Coach, and Banks, and Van, yeah. Those were, Eve, and...
The niggas pulled up. It was funny on my platform. So for that.
You gonna be funny.
So back to me.
Yep, so...
Y'all held it down for a little bit. Guess what? Back down.
Yeah. And we're not in the studio.
Yeah, bro.
We're here.
Back at the crib.
Yeah. You got the graduation pictures and such. I think that's a christening over there happening.
Noises in the background.
The car alarm definitely went off at some point.
We'll end up back in the studio a couple episodes.
Yeah.
It's not burning hot.
It's not hot anymore. But you see how I was right?
No.
It was 100 degrees in here. It's 40 degrees outside. It's like... 65 in here, 70. It's nice. It's a nice temp.
But the temperature hasn't changed from the moment I opened the window.
I feel like it has.
It's cool though.
But yeah, I was also bugging out in the beginning of this episode.
Oh yeah.
I was sitting here. It was this water. This water really. I was dehydrated.
It was essential to his health.
Yes.
Just what he needed.
Yep.
I hit it.
But guys, just shout your stuff out, and then
I'm gonna shout out my teddy bear. For being a special guest today.
Shout out to the teddy bear.
Yeah. You guys don't get a cut of it this time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in the next camera shot and next time.
Yeah, we actually had a camera installed in the corner just to...
Just for the teddy bear.
Yeah, just for the teddy bear. It's the teddy bear cam.
TBC.
What do I shout out? Oh. Yep, Twitch.tv/vintage renegade. I want to change the name now. But yeah, there's that. I just want to take out the renegade. But I can't. It's okay.
I mean, I would assume that the word vintage is just taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. I also can't just change the name. It's really weird.
Oh. Well, there goes that. Yeah. And Kenny?
It's Kenny. You know, Kenzo DeLenzo.
It is Kenny.
Yeah, his IG did get... Yeah,
if you come across Kenzo FYM, that was me. It's no longer me.
That is another dude.
As some African
asking us for money.
Asking everybody for $150.
Including Kenny.
Yeah. Including me and every other person.
Yo, but to hit up your other account and be like, yo, bro, I really need you for this $150.
Nigga said, can you pay for payment? I said, hey, can you pay for these nuts, nigga?
We lost our recipes. Remember when the Loch Ness Monster used to ask for $250?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even ask for that no more.
I got $150 for you, bum ass. Come over here, bro.
Yeah.
Get my shit back, bitch ass.
Yo, shout out to that dude. You think he listens?
No.
He better not listen to
this. I doubt he does. I mean, maybe after getting your account, he was like, oh shit, you got a podcast.
People a couple of fucking archives and shit. Like, oh, look at that.
Bro.
You dead ass keep here, bro.
Is this a nipple? What's going on in here?
This is probably why he thought he could extort Kenny for money.
Because the podcast?
Yeah, and then he hit all of us up. He's like, oh, y'all got a podcast together. What are you talking about? Yeah, money team.
Niggas broke, nigga.
I didn't get hit up. I kind of felt
really?
Yeah, nobody hit me up for money.
Wow.
See? See, you must be like one of the 50 people that didn't get
it. Yeah, no, he sees the poverty. Bum ass nigga, I'm not asking
him. Bum ass nigga for the money, nigga. I forgot it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kenzo with the Lenzo. Kenzo FYM on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow FYM World on Instagram and Twitter. You know, got big things coming soon. And I like, I mean it this time for real. I'll be saying that and then don't touch the website for like 2 months. I mean it this time.
It's like right. It's like me with the Patreon. You know, shout out to those people. Shout out to the Patreon people.
No, bro.
Yo, go subscribe to the Patreon and see what I put up there.
Sub to the Trony.
Yeah.
We're sub to the Trony.
Huh?
So we're sub to the Trony.
Oh. Yeah.
Why was that so confusing?
No, I didn't know what you were talking about for a second. But yeah, you know, subscribe to the Patreon, feed my OnlyFans addiction, and keep it moving from there.
Share this shit with your friends, nigga. With your friends. I hope you got friends. If you don't, we're your friends. Last stop podcast.
Yeah, shout out to the people whose friends we are. And the ones we made along the way.
That's everyone.